Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today. This is love and inspiration, building stronger relationships and inspiring lives.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is love and inspiration, building stronger relationships and inspiring lives. And today I'm pretty sure you are going to be inspired by my guests in the studio today. And I am really, really pleased to have them here with me as we're going to talk about something that is so very important. And this has to deal with an upcoming webinar, very important webinar that is entitled Breaking the Silence, Opening the Door to Hope. That's Breaking the Silence, Opening the Door to Hope. And it's all about helping you if you are mourning and you want to know how to help others who are mourning, or even self, whatever the case may be, grieving over whatever has left your life. Then it's very important to hear my guest today. I'm in the studio with Prophetess Rosanna Simon Ajide. She's an anointed woman of God, and she's very passionate about her relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. She's known as being compassionate, optimistic, jovial, and resilient. Prophetess Ajide is a survivor, an overcomer, and a victor of multiple childhood abuse. Born in South America in the beautiful country of Guyana, she and her husband migrated to St. Martin over two decades ago. She's a mother of one biological son, yet a mother to many. And she's a member of the Bethel Victory International Ministries. And it's a pleasure to have her on the show today. And she's joined by her classmate and colleague. And I'm talking about also a lady that I do have a lot of respect for. And her name is Mrs. Minerva P. Warner Hughes, and she was born on the lovely island of St. Martin and lived here practically all her life, apart from 4 years when she followed her studies in culinary arts in Aruba, when she obtained a bachelor's degree in that field. She has been working in tourism and hotel industry for the past 20 years, where she has distinguished herself as a hardworking, honest, and dedicated business executive. Strong administrative skills and a proven record of accomplishing task duties entrusted. Minerva is one of the key members of the Bethel Victory Assembly, where she ministers periodically. Furthermore, she loves people very much and is really doing the will of God. Good afternoon to you two wonderful ladies, and welcome to Love and Inspiration, Prophetess Rosanna Simon Ajide. How are you doing? Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Cotton. Good evening to everyone in Radioland. It's a pleasure to be here once again.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And Minerva, welcome to the show for the first time. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. Cotton, and good afternoon to everyone in Radioland.
A pleasure to have you. Now, I'm so happy that we are joined together because, as I stated before, it's a very important time that we're in right now. It's the end of the year, and what a year it has been, 2020, you know, and just coming to the end of it with so many challenges, but also at the same time for persons, it also was a good year. But at this time when we're on to the holidays, and when you have persons that, you know, have been with you at the beginning of the year and maybe are not with you today, is really a time where you can become lonely, or where grief settles in. So I just want to ask Rosanna, first of all, just tell us a little bit about where you are at this point in time in terms of the course that you're following, which actually I wanted to mention, you both are students at the Grace Hill Bible University, St. Martin campus, and you are two students on the master program in counseling headed by Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. So over to you, Rosanna.
Well, this is my fifth semester and it's going pretty well. However, this semester we have been doing grief counseling and grief therapy. And who would have known that we would have gone through our own personal experiences with death? It is something that hit home very hard. And thankfully, I am in this course, so I'm able to at least apply what I have learned to my own life. So I am able to get through this time of grief.
You know, as I listened to you, Rosanna, talking about that, you said it quite correctly. Who would have ever known that yourself, you would be experiencing grief and following a course as such at this point in time, just powerfully connected, because person sometimes could be doing a course or could be doing a specific work, but it's because they're doing it. But you're actually experiencing this. So this really, I would believe, really touches home. What can you say about that?
Exactly. It touches home, and it's not about doing a course because you want to do the course, but you're doing the course because you want to help yourself and to be able to help others. If we cannot help ourselves, then we will not be able to help others. And the techniques that we have learned so far is very, very, very important and essential in this time. As you mentioned earlier, persons we started out the year with, some of them has gone, they have passed on. And it's like for the last week or, I mean, two or three weeks ago, we have been burying somebody almost every day. You know, we've been losing people right here in St. Martin, in the States and other parts of the Caribbean. We've been losing loved ones. And had it not been for the grace of God upon our lives and this course, I believe personally for my colleague and myself here, we don't know what we would have done, because there were times during last week, the week before, coming into this week, we had to curl up on our beds and basically cry ourselves to comfort. Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. And I'm sure the listeners right now are very much so plugged in, because they do want to hear more about what we are talking about, because it is something that we cannot shrug away from. It is part of us. It is real. And so very important to talk about this, because it allows healing to take place. Thank you for sharing that, Rosanna. As I just turn over a little bit to you, Minerva, you're new on this course and you just heard what your colleague stated. Can you share with us a little bit about what has this journey been like for you doing the course, and are you in the same boat with grieving at this point in time?
What she said is profound, and indeed we're both in the same boat, because the loss that we felt and shared was close to both of us and to the ministry that we are in. So yes, it's very, very real. It's as if we are being taught, physician, heal yourself.
Heal yourself. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
A lot of people attempt to do things without knowledge of what they're doing. But here we have the opportunity, not because we would want it, but because of the strange design of life, that we have to deal with grief even while grieving, even while experiencing loss at this time and going through. We go through knowing that God is with us. Had it not been for that, I really don't know where I would have been. And like Rosanna said, I don't know what would have become, because this week was, I would say, the week from hell. I've for days on stretch, we've been burying persons that are near, that are dear and beloved to us.
I can imagine what you're saying, Minerva, that it is definitely your reality, and I empathize with you, and also too, my heart is with you and family, because I also acknowledge the fact of this week self being at one of the, you know, homegoing ceremonies for also someone who's a mutual dear friend and a person that we, both myself and my wife, know. So I acknowledge that. And plus, back in October, we also lost someone that is very dear to us on the northern side of the island. So I definitely can concur with you. So as we talk about this, and persons may be saying, but okay, this is the end of the year and we should be all jolly and talking about happy holidays. But the truth of the matter is, the reality is not all happy holidays for some people. And if we talk about loss of someone that you love, but there's also loss, I believe, of various other things. This year, we look back, persons lost their job, persons lost relationships. So can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because persons may be saying, really, loss only really has to do with someone who's passed away. Can you share with us a little bit about that and those other aspects of loss?
Loss is the absence of anything that was in your life, as a matter of fact. So it's not only persons, but it could be like your as you said, your job. For some people, loss represent miscarriage. For some, loss represent loss of their pets, loss of body parts. Loss have many faces. Grief have many faces, and loss is part of it.
Rosanna, what would you say about that? Thank you, Minerva.
Exactly. Loss and grief change our landscape forever. Our lives are changed forever. And some people would say, okay, get over it. But there is no getting over it. Actually, you got to get under it.
That's interesting. Talk to us a little bit about get under it, because now I'm curious.
Getting under it is accepting, you know, after you would have gone through the crying, the mourning, the denial, the hurts, the anger. And anger is something I would like to invite all our radio listeners to come in, because some people might say, what anger has to do with grief? Oh, you got to come to the webinar. So we go through all of these different kinds of emotion. And when we come to the part of acceptance is where we surrender ourselves to it. We get under it and allow ourselves to be built up again and grow again, knowing that the landscape of our lives has changed and we have to reroute ourselves.
That's powerful.
Accepting the new norm. It's not getting over anything. You just, if I lost a loved one, I just cannot get over it. And, you know, sometimes people judge, they tend to be very judgmental of other persons who are grieving. And we should try to understand where those persons are at.
That's very interesting, Rosanna. So let's just focus on that a little bit. It's important for us to try and understand where those persons are at. So my question to you, and Minerva, you can answer after that, considering the fact that you said that, and now you yourself are following the course, and you yourselves are in the midst of grieving, I think then that's quite relevant then to really understand where somebody's at. Then just say, get over it. I mean, they're gone and life continues.
It's not a challenge that you fix. It's not fixable. You have to experience it. You really have to allow yourself to experience what you're going through. And person should give people the chance, the opportunity to experience it and not rush them to healing. Because when you're rushing the person to healing, you're forcing the people to be untrue to themselves, because you really can't just get over it. As Rosanna said earlier, you really can't. You love this person. You love your pet. You love whatever it is that is now missing from your life. You need to be able to process all this and see where you're at and be able to come to terms with it for yourself. So person saying, oh, just get over it or move forward, is really being insensitive and cruel. And we, unfortunately, we have a lot of that going on in the world today, because people see this as a problem that needs to be getting over or to be pushed under the carpet. But it's not like that. You have to allow the person the space, the time, and even come up behind them at times and just allow them to be themselves.
I am listening to you very carefully, Minerva, and also to you, Rosanna, and everyone who's listening to Love and Inspiration around the world. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for tuning in. I'm here with both Minerva P. Warner Hughes and also Prophetess Rosanna Ajide, and they are two students following their master's program in counseling at the Graceville Bible University St. Martin campus, headed and created by Dr. Nicole Unme Francis Cotton as their professor. And I'm just thinking, you know, as you said it a while ago, and I got to just reflect on myself, and I stated a while ago, I'm a relational person. I really cherish relationships. So for me, if someone leaves, travels away, or for whatever reason, maybe that friendship is not there anymore, I tend to actually feel that loss. And if someone was to say to me, well, Roy Cotton Jr., get over it. I mean, they've traveled or they're not your friend anymore or whatever the circumstances. I have a challenge with that because it's important to me. That friendship is important because when I say I'm your friend, I'm really your friend for 5,000%. And it's a process for me. So I need to be able to come to grips that this is a new norm where I'm not going to be able to speak to that person as usual. So I can concur to what you're saying. And this year, many persons have had their loss through COVID, through whatever the case may be. And that's why I think it's so very important that you are here on the show today. And let's talk a little bit about this, because both of you have your faith in God. And persons may say, well, God will take care of everything and you should be at peace. And we normally say, may the peace of God be with you, etc. But I want to ask you this. Is there at any point in time that with your faith in God and with the loss of persons that you have close to you this year, was there any time that you may have asked God what has happened here or questioned God, or you just said, Lord, this is your will? Let's hear from you, Rosanna, and then I'll hear from you, Minerva. This is real, ladies and gentlemen.
I did ask God why, not to get angry with him, but just to try to understand what is really going on. I did ask him why, what is happening, and how do I deal with this? Is it your will for this to happen now? And in time of grief, it doesn't matter how strong a faith one may have, they will still ask the question why, or they will still call out, you know, for the person and say why you had to go now, why did you choose this time to die. I mean, we were going well. You and I are same age, and you're gonna just die just like that? You know, how can you go and we still have so much to talk about. We still have so much to do. And, you know, but at the end of it, as a believer in the Lord, the word of the Lord says, we do not mourn as those that don't have hope. For we have hope, and those who die in Christ have a better, you know, we know that where they are going. And we know that if we keep the faith that one day we will see each other again. But the bond between us, you know, in the earth, we have a soul tie with each other. As you mentioned that before, we have a soul tie with each other. We're knitted, like Minerva and I. We are sisters. We are friends. We are colleagues. You know, we are church members together. We are prophets together. We are ministers together. We share things together. So we have a tie together. And that will determine how much I grieve for her if something should happen to her. God forbid. So there is no getting over anything. Doesn't matter how strong Christian we are. We will say, I let you go, like with the apostle that passed on. I let you go. I release you to go. And that's the only thing we can do to heal ourselves. Say, you know, I let you go. I know what you die. I really don't accept your death. But you know what? I'm seeing you in the casket. I'm seeing you. They're entombing you right now. They're sealing this tomb. I'm standing here and I'm witnessing everything, but I still don't believe it. I still don't accept it. And this was my experience last Tuesday. I looked at her in the casket and I went blank. I can't remember what I saw. I can't remember what she looked like. I prayed at the cemetery and I still don't know what happened. I just went through emotion and I'm still trying to process all of what I've experienced. And I hope to God I don't have to deal with this for the rest of the year. I just pray that the rest of the year just go through, you know, cool, calm, and collective. The other thing you mentioned, that we are in this season of, you know, celebration. It's a holiday, Christmas, and we should be jolly. But this is the time when many people will remember their loved one, and some may slip into depression if no one noticed them. So this webinar is very important for us to share at this time of the year, is to help to pull people out from the dark place and give them hope. That is why the colleagues, we came together and we said, we're breaking the silence, because people have been carrying pain on the inside and not saying anything what they're dealing with. People have been crying silently by themselves, not saying what they're dealing with because of judgment. So We're not judging anyone anymore. We're breaking the silence and we're opening the door to hope. There is hope after.
Wow, what a powerful name for your webinar. You know, Rosanna, I can actually let you speak for forever and ever because, you know, what you shared so just now is so relevant. But of course, you know, bearing in mind our interview time, but I just really want to go back on something that's so very important because I believe that we should walk away from this interview. And I know this interview is going to be heard all over the world to over 2 million listeners and counting. But it's important for when persons go back to this that we'll think about this, and that is the fact that especially being a believer, you have faith in God, you trust God, but then this happens, and you said it a while ago, Rosanna, is about being real, accepting, you know, that this has happened, but also at the same time you have that aspect on the other side of where I don't believe it. But sometimes persons would really want to blame God, but God is still in control, as you would say. And I'm sure in this year many persons have questioned God, especially those who are in the faith. Why have you allowed this to happen? And why I'm going to say this here too, because it's so very important, because I remember that this was also something that came up, that especially Rosanna and Minerva doing the course that you're doing, how important it is for our spiritual leaders to be able to be equipped to deal with loss in families, because when the funeral is over and everyone goes back home and whatever, seemingly, I think it's the persons have to deal with it on their own. So are our pastors equipped, would you say, especially if you're in the faith yourselves? Which one of you would like to answer that?
From my experience, I'm going to say they're ill-equipped, and the world at large is ill-equipped to deal with loss and with grief, because we see it as something broken and that needs repair, which it's not. It's life. As long as you're in life, you're going to experience love. And as long as you experience love, you're going to experience loss. They both work hand in hand. They go hand in hand, love and loss. If you never love, then you probably might not. You may be spared, and I doubt that seriously, of the feelings of loss. But as long as you're in this life, and the life have no guarantee. So what we have to do is understand that even persons questioning God at this time, it's part of the grief process, and they would need to go through. And then we don't need spiritual leaders or anybody for that matter saying, oh, but you don't question God. That is exactly where you are at. So if that's where you're at, and you need to ask God, but God, where were you when my brother died? Or God, where were you when my sister died? That is your response. You're responding to the grief that you're feeling. And so to make the person think that it is wrong, that is wrong. We could always come back to the person and, you know, come back on the subject and deal with it at a later time, but allow them to go through their grief. Allow them.
That is really powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, here, Love and Inspiration, Roy Cotton Jr. and my guest, Prophetess Rosanna Ajide. And also we have Minister Minerva P. Warner Hughes. The question is, I do have for one of you ladies is, I'm just thinking about the fact that the process of grief is really a very powerful process. There are different theories of grief. There are very different tasks of grief, etc. So my question is, does grief only affect your emotions, or is there specific symptoms you would say?
Grief affects the whole man. You have feelings, cognition, behavior, and physical symptoms. For the last week, or the last 2 weeks, I've been having some odd physical symptoms which are not in the book. One, I was just feeling upset, having this upset stomach, and just feel like I need to throw up somewhere. At the last funeral I went, I just felt like throwing up. I had to control myself. Now, I didn't see vomiting in the book. I mean, that is not one day recorded, but yet I was having these crazy sensations, headaches. My head was pounding as if somebody was hitting me with a sledgehammer. And I'm still having that headache. Right now, I'm well medicated, so that's why I'm here. I'm still having that kind of headache constantly, that pounding, because I'm still trying to accept what happened. I'm still trying to come to the understanding this thing has happened, and I need to embrace it. I need to embrace the loss. I need to bring it home. So yes, and something you mentioned before, so we are focusing right now on death, but where is God in all of this? I remembered when I was 15 years old and sexually molested, held down by my own dad. After he finished, I got up and I ran to the river to jump overboard because I can't swim. And if I jump, I will die. And I felt this hand came out from the sky and pushed me away from the river. And I looked up and I said, oh, you didn't see what he was doing just now, but now you're pushing me away from the river. So at that time, I was very conscious. I knew it was God pushing me away from the river. And I asked him the question, you didn't see what he was doing just now, but now you're pushing me away from the river. And as you mentioned earlier, we asked the question, where were you? We asked God, where were you in all of this? Where were you when my brother died? Where were you when my mother died? Where were you when that car just came out from nowhere and hit my child or hit my niece? We asked God these questions, yes, because we are in a state of confusion and we need to understand what is happening. The answer to that is not that God allowed these things to happen, but because we're living in a sinful world where sin is so prevalent, where wickedness is so prevalent, where man thinks about themselves alone and not about others, these things happen. Satan comes in. Why? Not because God allow him, but because many of us open that door and allow him in. And there I have my two cents.
I hear you loud and clear, and I'm sure everyone else around the world is too, and here on beautiful St. Martin. So as we talk a little bit about the webinar that's coming up, because as I hear both of you speak, I know this is going to be powerful, and you have also your colleague Toya Joseph that is going to be part of this. And as your professor is listening, and I received a message a while ago, she stated that you are sounding extremely fantastic. So she's very proud of you, your professor, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, who's developed this master's program in counseling at the Grace Hill Bible University campus here on St. Martin. So tell us a little bit about this powerful webinar on December 21st. And the name is so very fitting, as you stated, Breaking the Silence, Opening the Door to Hope. Talk to us a little bit about this webinar. And if it's a webinar for persons to come freely to, who would like to share about this webinar?
The webinar is, it's going to be live on the web. People can register even now to come. Not that there's a charge, but because we want to make sure that we have enough space for persons to get in. Because, of course, with the infrastructure here on our wonderful island, not bashing anything, we know we need to be on top of our A game, because we want that this information, which is so vital, get out there into the community. So we're asking that persons register to be able to come in and to be a part of this. We are also asking that you come prepared to be real, come prepared to face your own self, because you know, looking at others and speaking to others is a different thing than when you have to look inside. And we need to now turn the mirror that we can see our own faces being reflected and recognize that our society having a lot of ills. There's a lot of things in our society that are not being addressed, and we need to address it. The time is now. Why now? St. Martin in particular, look at us. We've been through so many storms and so many devastation, and we tend to say we are building back and we are building back strong. But if we're not building back our people, our most prized resource, then we're not going anywhere fast. We are spinning top in mud. So let's start with building back ourselves. Because where is all this grief going? Who's attending to it? And I believe that's the reason why we are losing so many people, because if grief, if not expressed, it's going to turn inward in terms of sickness. And then you're having people that are just dropping down like flies. So this webinar is vital. We believe there's more of us out there in the community that needs a voice. Mm-hmm. And here is the opportunity and here is the platform.
Amen.
Well, Minerva, as I listened to you speak just now, I thought you were the president of the country. Because you spoke with such passion and you said that's what we need to invest in. And that's our people, because then we're not going anywhere. And this is going to be on the 21st of December 2020. And can you just share with us, if persons want to register, who do they need to connect with? Is there a number or email address so that they can have that, please?
Okay, for contact number, we have 1-721-524-8731. I'll repeat that number again, 1-721-524-8731 or 1-721-522-5621. And we have an email, info@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. info@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. They can contact us there, or they could check our Facebook, because we start sharing this flyer already on Facebook. And already these two numbers that I mentioned just now, they could also WhatsApp us. You know, just send us a message on WhatsApp that's stating that you want to be registered, and we will send you the link to join.
Wow.
Us for free. There is no cost. We are students, and as we're helping ourselves, we want to help you. So we say, let's heal together as a people, as a nation, as the Caribbean, and even to the United States. You're joining us. You may listen to this, and let's join together and let's heal ourselves together. You help me and I help you.
That sounds powerful. For Breaking the Silence, Opening the Door to Hope webinar on December 21st. And that's I'm seeing here that's at 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And it's, as you stated, the numbers are 1-721-524-8731 or 522-5621. Or they can email, you stated, info@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. All right. Wonderful. So I'm quite eager to actually hear what this is all about on the 21st of December. And it's going to be very powerful. You stated it's free of charge. It's organized by yourselves, the counseling degree students of the Grace Hill Bible University, St. Martin Campus. And as we come to the end of this powerful interview with both of you, can you just briefly share what can you say actually that you've learned thus far since you're doing this course, Rosanna, especially this one on grief? Because I know you did suicide, and I remember before we talked about how closely they're related, eh? Because when someone checks out and commits suicide, then the persons who are left behind are the ones to grieve. And we don't normally like to talk about suicide. We don't like to normally talk about grief. So then we walk around with this as a taboo, and the healing that needs to take place isn't taking place, is taking place. And as you stated, instead of it turning outward, it stays within. And then what do you get later on? The volcano eruption. So what have you learned thus far, Rosanna, on this grief counseling course? And then Minerva, yourself, as we close off this powerful interview with you.
That grief has many faces, of which we don't talk about, as you did mention just now. The symptoms of normal grief, and some of that could turn into complicated grief, which persons will need to be taken care of by professionals. And why do we grieve? It's because we are connected to persons by soulishly, you know, the soul ties. And how grief impacts children, that's something you don't hear much. We tend to forget the children, you know, because they're small and nobody really is paying attention to them, you know. So we will be discussing that also. And how to effectively support those who are grieving. Those are just a few to tickle the audience with. See, you want to know more, they're going to, you know, we want them to come in. So we don't want to give away everything in the interview, but we want them to be a part of the webinar.
Wow. Sounds like you all have, you know, have been learning so much on this course. It makes me want to start the course tonight. But yes, okay, that's another discussion. Minerva, what can you say? Thank you so much, Rosanna. What can you say about what you've learned thus far on this course?
I would say is that you don't have to feel as if you're losing your mind or you're losing yourself, which will come naturally with the territory, but that you understand where you are and understand that, yes, it's not okay, but it's okay to be not okay, like I mentioned last week. Sometimes, you know, people would make you feel as if, oh, she losing her mind, she gone now, not understanding that you're going through. And instead of being of a support to you, which we should be, because we are each other's keeper, they would speak about you, mm-hmm. make comments, mm-hmm. have a joke, have a laugh at mm-hmm. your expense. Mm-hmm. And then the same persons would express all this surprise mm-hmm. if something worse were to come. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is the time of healing. Our nation needs to heal. We need to heal. I believe God designed it for us because, you know, a lot of people at the beginning of this year, at the ending of last year, beginning, were saying 2020, the year of perfect vision and this and that. And they had so much, they had so much anticipation for the year. But then it came and COVID came. Mm. And is this the same year that they were saying, this is my year for getting this? And is this yes, it's the same year, but mm-hmm. as you have good, you have bad, and you mm-hmm. have to be able to take the good with the bad. So mm-hmm. we have to learn that it's not okay right now, but it's okay not to be okay.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. And I'm actually seeing that. That's one of your books, actually.
Yes, it is.
Wow, it's okay. Can I just see that there so I can mention it? It's okay that you're not okay. Meet grief and loss in a culture that doesn't understand. So true. A culture that doesn't understand. The society that asks you to do this and do the other. And like I always say, when you reach home and you close that door and you're standing in front of the mirror, the society doesn't care about how you feel.
Exactly.
But they mentioned and they commanded you to do things that you know that mm-hmm. you shouldn't actually do during mm-hmm. the day that you're out in a society.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's been wonderful having you on the show, ladies. And I understood that you have quite a few guests already that is all lined up for coming to the webinar. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like they can't wait because this is powerful. December 21st, webinar, 8 p.m. as it is. And Minerva, do you have a number that you can give? Do you have a number self that you can share with the listeners?
Oh, certainly. Each of us can be reached at our own personal cell numbers. Mine is 721-554-8919. Or they can contact with me on my personal Facebook page that is open also for persons that want to contact with us as well as the prophetess.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I think we've covered this amazing interview and I want to really thank you both for being here. And also from my end, I do extend my deepest sympathies to both of you for also what you've experienced with persons who are dear to you, who have gone home, and I'm with you. Because it is important for us to acknowledge that and acknowledge where you're at. And may God bless both of you as we go into the new year.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it a while ago from my two guests here on Love and Inspiration. And really happy to have had them on the show today. I'm talking about Prophetess Rosanna Simone Ajude and also Minerva P. Hughes Warner, and they're both the students at the Grace Hill Bible University campus, St. Martin, and they are pursuing their degree of the counseling degree, the Grace Hill Bible University on St. Martin, headed by Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. And you heard it about Breaking the Silence, Opening the Door to Hope webinar on December 21st, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And you can connect with them on 1-721-522-5621 or 5248-731.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.